Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks forward and back at the state of rail, Hawaii's most expensive municipal project ever. Marcel Henri joins us. Good morning, Marcel.
Morning, Catherine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And is this going to be a good year for rail or what?
Oh, boy. It's going to be an interesting year for rail, as a lot of these years have been so far.
Well, now we have an interim head, interim CEO at heart.
That's right. We have the era of Andrew Robbins, which had gone from 2017 to 2020, is now officially in the books. And we have an interim for, she has a year contract, and that is Lori Kahikina, who is now the former director of the city's Department of Environmental Services. She served in that role for all 8 years of Mayor Caldwell's term.
Right, and then she was also, I think, head of DDC under the previous administration, too.
Right. She's got a lot of experience in the public sector at the city and also some in the private sector prior to that.
So still an interesting choice because, you know, as we get into this last segment, right, the last several miles into town, the big headache is Dillingham, where we have a lot of utilities, a lot of sewer lines and water lines. So she's familiar with that.
Right. A lot of the current woes that are plaguing the rail project, I mean, it all hinges on the problems along Dillingham Boulevard. You've got, throughout the rest of the urban core, you've got about 40 miles, give or take, of utility lines that need to be relocated. And rail officials are saying about two-thirds of those alone are on the Dillingham stretch, which is a lot less than half of that whole 4 mile stretch into town. So it's a really hyper concentrated, hyper dense. It's just a headache. That's really what's been driving the latest cost and schedule problems. And I would say that the thinking here seems to be that here's Lori, who helped spearhead a lot of the city's efforts to relocate sewer lines and the like, and overhaul the city's aging sewer infrastructure. And they've seemed to be doing that, relatively smoothly, on time and on budget, unlike rail, covering, you know, Mayor Caldwell's administration for the past 8 years. I can say he would fairly at times they would brag about stuff that they were doing well. They would talk a lot about the street paving, you know, and the progress on road repaving, and they would talk about sewers. And, you know, Lori spearheaded that, and a lot of that work is in this urban corridor where rail is struggling so badly. So that seems to be the thinking with this hiring.
And this piece that you co-wrote with Kevin Dayton, I mean, you folks look back at some of the disastrous, I guess, points, the ups and downs. Like, you know, your headline says, you know, 2020 was the year that the wheels fell off. It was rough.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that wasn't too harsh of a headline, but frankly, it really was a hell of a year for rail, and not in the best way. When you look at, you know, the price tag is now up around $11 billion, and that's, you know, they're still getting the estimate together on that. The P3 effort, which had stalled for about a year and then kind of collapsed, they're not getting an influx of the remaining federal dollars at $744 million. The state revenues that have collapsed with the pandemic, and of course, with all of that, the collapse of the Dillingham utility relocation effort. I mean, you know, we've been kind of covering this, and as every, you know, cog and turn of the wheel, turn of the screw. So for Kevin and I, it just seemed worthwhile to put 2020 into perspective as we head into 2021.
Yeah, so I guess the two bright spots, a new CEO at the helm who is kind of familiar with design and construction and sewer lines, utility lines. But we also got an extension from the feds on the money, right? It's not going to completely disappear.
Right. So we haven't drawn that down. The city hasn't drawn that down. But they they won't lose access. It won't lapse either.
Right.
But the challenge there is to, you know, the feds have been looking for a viable plan to finish the Ala Moana. And I don't know if that is going to materialize this year. I mean, we'll have to see. But short of that, we'll have to see whether the feds release it before the year extension on that money is up.
Yeah, we've got to pray for a better year. You know, it's like we're so close and yet so far.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Marcel.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henri with today's reality check. You can read the story that he and Kevin Dayton wrote at civilbeat.org.